wish to call to order the special meeting of the Westlake City Schools Board of Education for January the 8th of 2018. Roll call.
At 6:44 p.m., Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Here.
Finucane?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
Mr. Hopkins, I gavel in now, or should I have gaveled in before?
You could have gaveled in before, but it's it's okay.
If we can stand.
Doing that, don't you?
Yeah, sure. If we can stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, welcome to all, and thanks for spending time with us tonight. I'm seeking approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Before we introduce the agenda, I do want to make an addition.
Okay.
On board items, we will be adding a letter C, a resolution to appoint a CAC member.
Okay.
And it'll be resolved that Mrs. Dana Hoffman will be appointed to the CAC.
And that's board items, right?
That will be board items. It will end up being on the agenda as, yes, 4C.
4C.
I'm sorry, actually 5C. I moved things around. 5C.
Mr. Hopkins, if I have to bypass this, I'll ask you to read
under 4.
I have it under
4. Oh, I do. I'm sorry, I've got the wrong printout.
That's all
right. It is. It's 4C. I apologize.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion to approve the amended agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call or discussion? Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We have our hearing of the public, where public can comment on any agenda items at this time. Is there anyone in public that cares to speak at this time? Seeing none, we will move on to Treasurer's recommendations. The first resolution is a resolution to approve the 2018-2019 tax budget. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Mr. Hopkins, thank you a little bit for overview of what exactly this is.
Yep, thank you. I'll bring it up here on the screen as well. It is available in board docs under the public view. It is 4 pages, and I'll just start off by saying is, you know, we are required by the state of Ohio law to either file a tax budget, or in this case, an alternate tax budget, to where we file the paperwork instead of going and defending our tax budget to the county directly. We file an alternate tax budget to the county in lieu of that. It is due each year. I believe it's due by the 20th. I believe it's due by the 20th of each year to the county, and we need to submit the information. One of the caveats in the law is we can't collect taxes just to collect taxes. We have to show a need for that. So you're gonna see as you go through the tax budget, you'll see for the first or the second page is the all of our taxes that are levied in the district currently. So you will see a breakdown here in Westlake. It's fairly straightforward because all of our taxes, with the exception of bond issues, are continuing levies. So we just list each of our continuing levies when they were originally authorized, the year they were authorized. They have no ending year, so we don't have to fill out any of that information as they are continuing. It makes it generally easy as well because we only list what the original voted millage was or the maximum rate authorized. So you'll see that the school district carries 70.2 mils as the voted millage. I want to stress that as being voted millage. It is not the effective tax rate that you pay on your property taxes, but rather the maximum amount authorized. But the effective rate changes that dramatically. In fact, for us, it cuts it about in half. So we have each of our taxes listed on there that we have collected. The ones that would have been added most recently was 2016, where we had the permanent improvement levy added. And then we did have an addition to the bond issue as well then. The next page is you're gonna see the statement of fund activity. And this is really where we go through and we show that need that we have to collect taxes. So you'll have a breakdown of each of these. Now, the general fund is the one that's most important here, as this is where we operate the vast majority of our resources in the district. The general fund, the beginning estimated unencumbered fund balance is pulled directly from the end of this fiscal year that we're currently in on our five-year forecast as passed in October by the board. Additionally, where we look at our total estimated expenditures and encumbrances of just under $51 million, again, that's pulled directly from the five-year forecast as passed by the board in October for next fiscal year 19. When we file the tax budget, we're filing it for the future. So this is looking at our fiscal year 19 numbers, not the year that we're currently in. We do have other revenues, of course, breaking down and showing each of those, that we do have some revenue, some tax revenue coming in, most notably in debt service, which pays our bonds that we collect annually to pay our bonds, and then our capital projects, which is our PI levy coming in on an annual basis. So this is just a breakdown, again, really, really rough guesses on how we're going to spend, not this year, but a year out. So we're looking 18 months down the line as we go into the future on this. So it's really just rough guesses, but it's showing that need that we need to collect the taxes. Without such, we would not be able to operate the district. Finally, the last page shows each of our bond issues. The very top one, I'm just showing as historical reference. It's the library bond for Porter Public Library. It has been fully paid off as of about a month ago. So that is now fully taken care of. Congratulations to you, absolutely. So we're no longer collecting that, but you will see the other bond issues that we have, and you'll see maturity dates as they're currently set, as well as principal amounts that are outstanding at the beginning of the calendar year, in this case, would be for January of 19. So again, we're working constantly in the future on this. So, and then what we're gonna need next year to cover those debt payments, principal and interest payments during calendar year 19. So we have a breakdown of each of those. Any questions that I could answer from the board?
Further discussion? Roll call.
Finucane?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Continuing with treasurer recommendations, there's a resolution to issue then and now certificates. Is there a motion to approve the resolution to issue then and now certificates?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Mr. Hopkins, can you explain the second one, the West Shore Technical?
Certainly. I would love to say it was my vacation fund, but no, it's not. What I want to do is point out a couple of these on here specifically because they are sizable amounts. And let's talk about that. Although they are sizable amounts, these are not unexpected amounts. And that's, you know, a very large difference there. So in this case, we have IDEA services for some hearing intervention for some students. That's a particular contract we use through the ESC. We have the West Shore Career Tech. So this is our vocational education that we participate in with, it's run out of the Lakewood Board of Education. We were talking earlier, Mr. Goggin helped me out here. It's Lakewood, Rocky River, Westlake, and Bay, those four school districts. So we participate in a joint vocational technical planning district, as I think is what it's called. But it's vocational education for students. So we have a contract with Lakewood. And the reason that we did not have the PO in place beforehand is it does change every year. Not on the contract, but rather what we're paying. It's based on the number of seats that we're sending students to. So the more students that we have, we have a in the contract a minimum amount that we pay for, but if we have additional students in there, it will adjust to that amount that we pay each year based on enrollment for students attending the joint vocational education.
So it's showing here that we're paying for 2 years?
No, this should be the 17-18 school year.
Okay, is that, am I just reading it wrong?
No,
yeah, and I see that, and no, this would be a 1 year payment. So this is the true up from the 16-17 school year, and the preliminary building for the, billing for the 17-18 school year.
Okay.
So it's the difference that...
So it's a difference, yeah.
In the previous year...
So you do an estimate or...
We do, we have a contracted estimate.
Based on what you anticipate for, you know how much that was?
I want to say it's around 650, I believe is what our base level is. This is only slightly higher than what our, base level is.
How many students do we have attending now?
I would defer to Mr. Gracken.
I have to look that up. I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Yeah, and you know, and just to give you an idea here, we are required to provide joint vocational education. The alternative to doing it through a joint vocational planning district is by joining a joint vocational school district. So there are some in this area, but let me give you an idea of price difference on it. So for us here, we're paying just under $700,000 for our students to attend. The joint vocational school district, that one that's relatively close to us, doesn't charge the school district directly anything, but rather assesses millage to the property, on property taxes, of roughly 3 mils. So when our property valuation of $1.4 billion, you're looking at $1.4 million per mil, so you're looking at about 4.2, if I'm doing my quick math. So it would cost the taxpayers about $4.2 million to be part of that joint vocational school district. So we have a relatively...
Regardless of how many students
attend.
We pay based on the seat.
This is much better...
This is much more financially efficient for our students who are attending joint vocational.
And we have more control, don't we? I mean, we have...
We do. By joining the school district, you would still have a representation. But we do have... greater control, and because it's just one of four school districts.
Thank you.
Additionally, on here, we do have a couple other ones where we have a professional development that's paid after the fact, and then the board did approve the transfer of the swimming pool. This is now the bill was dated before the PO, so I do need the board approval for the then and now as well.
And then, and you can answer this later on. We should be coming to the end of this because what we're doing is paying for the mortgage on, or we're making payments. This is not a lease situation, from what I understand, for the swimming pool.
Yep.
So our, and it was a 25-year.
I believe it was a 25-year agreement. Yeah.
Or agreement or contract.
Correct. And I actually, I don't want to give you the date, but I have it written down in my office because I looked it up after our last meeting.
We're getting closer, aren't we?
We are.
Because that was. In the 90s sometime. Was it 94? Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I will, I can email that information to the board.
Okay.
I don't want to give you the wrong, incorrect date.
Absolutely.
Maybe they'll still forgive the balance.
Which is something that would be wonderful.
And our use does not change at that time, correct? At the end of the 25.
No, it does not.
Thank you. Further discussion?
We are going to make a typo correction of the, it's actually the swimming pool for the 2017-18 swim season.
Not
18. Not 18-18.
Further discussion? Roll call.
As amended with typo correction, Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Following the agenda, we are at the second hearing of the public. There's an opportunity to speak on any issue. Is there anyone that cares to speak at this time? If you would move to the podium and state your name and address. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Jim Foster. I reside on Hempstead Lane in North Boylston, Ohio. Having been previously denied a meeting with Mr. Goggin, I would like to ask the board to entertain one or two questions in an executive session. That's really all I have. It's the only request I have.
Would you like to state those questions at this time?
No, I believe it would be appropriate to, it involves an individual and I feel it would be inappropriate to talk this time.
Understood. Is that something that in a meeting outside of this meeting that you and I can chat about?
Certainly.
All right. You have my contact information and you'll reach out?
Your Westlake or your office?
Westlake.
Okay. Will do.
Are there other issues? Anyone else that wants to speak at this time? Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to board items. There is a resolution to approve the appointment of a Porter Public Library trustee.
Excuse
yes.
me. Did you come to speak?
I'm Margot Haas.
You are Margot Haas?
Yes, I just...
You just made it at the very end of the public hearing. Could we allow...
Oh, I thought it was the end of the second meeting.
This is the end of the second
meeting. We're moving. We're moving through, and you are correct.
I've been to a lot of board meetings. I'm impressed.
This new president here.
Would you speak, and if so, stand at the podium and state your name and address?
Okay. Yeah. Hi, I'm Margot Haas. I live at 25805 Mellaby Drive, Westlake. We live right Holly Lane Field butts up right against our house. We've been there 37 years, and I know the school's closing. Our daughters went there. And I just, I communicated a little bit with Carol, you know, about the fate of Holly Lane Field. We love having the soccer field, and we particularly love the schoolyard for the kids in the neighborhood. We have so many kids in the neighborhood. So I was, wondered if anything's been decided, and B, I'd just like to express our interest in maintaining it as a soccer field, baseball field, and a playground. And, you know, I was concerned it might be turned over for development or something. So that's all. I just wanted to share it. We feel very strongly about it, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anything else that anyone would like to say tonight? If I may, I move on to board items. A resolution to approve the appointment of a Porter Public Library trustee. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
If I may jump in here, we have Mr. Mangles from the library here. If you'd get to the podium and explain a little bit why we have this resolution here tonight.
My name is Andrew Mangles, director of Westlake Porter Public Library, also a Westlake resident at 1303 West Melrose Drive. And the issue is that to give a little bit of history, a trustee appointment in the Ohio Revised Code for Libraries does not specify any kind of term limits or anything along those lines. Most of the decision process is left to the taxing authority and the library to work out. The process has typically been that the library solicits candidates for trustee positions, submits those to the school board for approval. A number of years ago, the board, in their own code of regulations, had put into place term limits, each term 7 years and a term limit of 2 years. And for a good long while, we have been adhering to that. We came upon a situation this year where board members, we are, as you know, and will be dealing with in just a moment, we'll be going on the ballot for our 5-year levy. And because of that, and also because we are have started a strategic planning process, one of our key board members was coming to the end of his term. Bob Plants, who's also in the audience with you, has been a two-term board member. He is one of the he is the last trustee that has experience going back to really when this current building was built, and a lot of institutional knowledge and memory. So the board passed a resolution at the library level to suspend their code of regulations to allow for a one more term for Bob Plants, and that they are recommending that Bob be appointed for one more term so that we can have him on the board to help us get through not just the next levy campaign, but also our strategic planning process. That is something that they are not expected to make a regular habit of or anything along those lines, but given kind of the history and current set of circumstances, we felt that Bob's experience on the board would be invaluable and that they are making that recommendation.
Thank you.
I think it's wonderful, Bob, that you're continuing on, and I want to know if they're giving you a longevity bonus.
They are. They haven't said anything. Oh. Andrew's point was that he felt that it was important that some old guys stay on so that we don't have the skeletons we're burying. So.
I can imagine that conversation with Andrew.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with Bob as the last trustee on the board that was instrumental in hiring me. So it was a board recommendation to do that. Not.
Well, and I'd like to reiterate what Mrs. Lozinski has said. Thank you for serving again, for serving your community in this way. I know that you've become really a trusted, not only board of trustee for the library, but also you've worked so hard on the school issues. You've been a huge part of our strategic planning process, not just this most current one, but the one in 2010. You've been at many, many, many of our board meetings, I know since I've joined the board, and really have provided a lot of just advice about serving on the board to me personally, but just advice that has helped us through some very difficult times as a board, because boards, there's that, you know, the peaks and valleys of being on a board, and you've weathered a lot of that. So you've been able to really help us as a board, and I'd like to thank you for that. So I'm thrilled you're staying on.
Thank you for saying that.
That's true.
And I'm not going to let the opportunity pass, Mr. Plants. So thanks for being an outstanding citizen. We appreciate all that you do, and quite admirable that you're on for another term soon. And thank you for all your service, and thanks for all the great things that you do for us. So
thank you, Bill. You appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Further discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.